ולא די, רק אשר אוכלו הנאורים וחלק הנושם אשר הוכלו איתוי אונו אשכו ממרי הם יקרו חלקו. I'm going to now take any profit from the war just to give to the helpdom on Eshkol Mamre. So Chofetz Chaim says that what was Nogia to himself, Avraham Avinu was Nogia to Shlim Eshkol Satin. Like he said, Mishkut HaTzorech, now I'm not going to take anything. But with Nogia to other people, he said, Hey, Mikru Chelkom. In other words, the person wants to be machmeh, he should to abstain from Olam Hazeh, he should do that for himself, but not for others. Many people have the opposite hanoga. When it comes to themselves, very machmeh to eat well and have nice clothing and nice houses and cars and everything else. When it comes to other people, they don't want to be machshel and they're tithers and so, during a maisa, when the yeshiva of during the war, I guess it was World War I, the yeshiva was in Sonovetsk. He saw that the yeshiva needed, or owed, 100,000 ruble. That was a tremendous amount of money. But when he got to that point, that they owed so much money, he didn't want to borrow any more money. So he told the yeshiva bachim, I can't support the yeshiva anymore because I can't take on bigger chayus than that. And the yeshiva should split up into smaller groups of people, of bachim, and that way they'll be able to independently keep themselves going. And he said that as much as he wanted the yeshiva, but he said he can't send the cheshbon of people that are lending him money that he doesn't really have a way of paying them back. The vice, the end of the story was that the yeshiva Bochum did not want to split up, and they worked together with the son-in-law of the Chofetz Chaim, and they managed to get the funds back together again. Very often there's something called the end justifies the means, which is a big mistake people make. Oh, it's for yeshiva, well, getting some millions and millions of dollars of chayvus, we won't pay them back, this gefel, it'll manage. Yeah, that's a Chofetz Chaim held that even if it means to be vat of the yeshiva, there's limits how much we can do. Like we said, Baruch Hashem, a person who has a right kivon, he does a Hashem Shemayim, then Hashem works things out for him.